Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Beyond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
We have faith in you, I know that you do.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. Do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Before we get started, got to introduce the players. Last week I forgot to do so, so I can't do it this week. Got to remember all the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Yes, the microphone is for Michael. Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Thank you for all that applause. Welcome to the July 11th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're here.
And in her home, College Park, Florida, which is about 50 miles away from us, in her home, welcome to the beautiful Sheila Young, co-host Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and it seems like it's been forever since I was here. So glad you joined us.
And in the studios, well, running all the engineer and all the machines and computers,
the captain of the ship,
steering us right direction, our producer, our engineer. Well, what can I say? Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris? Chris, you there? Chris Shaw, are you there? I don't hear him.
He fainted from a compliment.
Well, Chris. Well, the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. If you have anything you want to say or ask, well, this is show to do it. 407-894-1680. Hey, folks, what can I say? Beautiful out. I have some good news for those people who care. Had an operation this week, and believe it or not, they went up there, and I'm not fixed yet, but I'm getting there. But they told me, believe it or not, I had a biopsy done, and I am free of cancer. So I don't have any cancer down there. Thank God for little things. What can I say? Thank God for all those things. You know, folks, Gary brought up last week about hope, and that's what life's all about, hope. And I'm going to be talking after the next segment about basically my life, how I got started and how I ran and walked towards different things that I did and what life's all about and how you have to steer in a direction that you don't always know where you're going to steer. Because life is hope and focusing, and that's what life's all about. That's why I started this radio show. The phone number to call in, which I'd love you to talk, 407-894-1680.
Sheila, do you have any shout-outs for Chris?
I would just like to shout out to anybody that is listening to me with ACB or NFB. I hope NFB had a great virtual convention this past week. So if anybody has any feedback on that, we'd love to hear from you. And then later on, I hope to have an opportunity to talk a little bit about the ACB National virtual convention, which will be beginning this coming Friday.
Absolutely.
So That's my shout outs for now.
And I wanted to say that off the air, Sheila mentioned that she didn't see, because she knows that normally we schedule a special guest caller in the first hour and a special guest caller in the second hour. Well, tonight I did something differently. I just scheduled for the second hour because sometimes we just would like you all out there in the listening audience to call in and just say hello, touch base. What's going on in your life? What's your story? So we left it open this whole hour. Michael's going to share, pardon me, a bit of our story, but we would like you to also share your story. And that includes you, Ms. Sheila Young.
Does she have a story? Everybody's got a story. There used to be a show on television, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City.
I have a story for sure, but I don't know that we want to hear it.
Well, we come back on the break. I'll start telling you about my story. Some people in my family said I should write a book. But then I said, you know what? Nobody would ever believe it. So let's go to break. When we come back, we'll start my story. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond radio show.
Okay, all right, Mike.
Well,
I'm back.
You're back? Good.
Yeah, I'm back. Carter came in and dropped off a we working something in here. Carter just came in and dropped off another microphone. So we working this microphone syndrome in here tonight. So we got this thing down to the T.
Sound very fuzzy though.
I sound a little fuzzy?
Sounds fuzzy.
Okay.
Sounds fuzzy.
Just a little fuzzy.
Sound like you're muffled.
I sound a little muffled. Just a little muffled.
Not on Lady A, you sound fine.
Oh, okay. Well, here he does.
Okay. So for those folks who want to know what this show is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Right now we have a call on the line.
That's right. We're going to go to Orlando, Florida, and talk with the one and only, the Miss Fabulous, Sherry from Orlando. Sherry, how you doing?
Sherry Brown, are you there?
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
I'm doing well. I am not in Florida. I'm up in Maine visiting my friend Mark, and we're having a good time.
Oh, she's
time.
In Maine.
Yeah.
Oh, so you up there? You up in Maine showing out then, huh?
Yeah.
You done turned Maine upside down and inside out.
There you go. But we, I did listen to a lot of the NFB convention, and it was great. One of the highlights for me was we give out over 30 scholarships to students throughout the United States. And one of the scholarship winners that was picked was from my home Central Florida chapter. Her name's Tashara Cooper, and she won an $8,000 scientifically authored scholarship from Oracle. And then there were some perks, and one of the donors put another $2,000 with it, and then Google put a $1,000. So she ended up with an $11,000 scholarship, and I'm really
congratulations
proud of her.
To her.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's pretty a pretty amazing person.
She's a very nice lady. I got to meet her. Mm-hmm.
She's very nice. She's raised two kids, and she works for the federal government, and I don't even understand the field, her specialty that she's in. She's tried to explain it, but I don't get it. So, but no, it was a good convention, and I'm really looking forward to listening and learning about the ACB's convention in a couple weeks, in a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I started to say, it's not a couple weeks, starts Friday.
It's a week. Yeah.
Opening session is next Sunday, so yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'll be sure and I'll be sure.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. for talking to me. But
thank
bye,
you,
everybody.
Sherry.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, folks. So I hope this is what you want to hear. My story. So sit back and take a listen to a story. It's a true story, 100% truth. So let me just tell you the story. When I got out of college, well, let's go back a minute. When I was going to college, my parents had a very big record distributing company that distributed for the Mid-Atlantic states. Because in the record business, there's approximately 17 areas in the country. Each area had states. And if you have a record company, you need those distributors because the record companies don't sell direct. They use distributors to sell to the stores. The manufacturers sell to the distributors, and the distributors get the records played on their radio stations and sell to the stores. So each record company has a distributor. Sometimes the distributor will have 10 labels. Sometimes they'll have 12. If they're a big like RCA, they only have one. So each record company has a distributor in each area. My parents had Mid-Atlantic states, which out of Philadelphia, and they handled New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Delaware. And they had record companies. And we told you a lot of the labels they had, Motown and VJ and Scepter, a lot of labels. And that's why I met a lot of the artists that came into the area, because a lot of those artists wanted to go to American Bandstand. And every time they went to American Bandstand, they came to the distributorship, and that's how I met them. So whether it be Little Anthony, the Imperials, or a Stevie Wonder, or Smokey Robinson, or the Shirelles, or Gene Chandler with Duke of Earl, all those different people came into our distributorship. So besides that, my brother used to produce music. And this is why I was going to school, high school and college. While I was going to college, during the summer months, I would visit my mother's parents, lived in Connecticut, New London, Connecticut. Now, my grandfather, may he rest in peace, he started a sporting goods manufacturer. They had a factory. In those days, they had like 50, 60 girls sewing, and they would make shorts, gym shorts and tennis shorts and different types of jackets. And they sold it to also distributors. People, I also saw people like Wilson and Catalina and Jansen. And one day, my grandparents were still alive in those days, my grandmother and grandfather, and they said to me, "What am I going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm planning on going into the record business, my parents and brother." They said, "Well, if you wish to, why don't you come with us?" Because they knew in those days I could sell. Everybody knew I could sell. I don't know why, but just that's what they all knew, that I could sell. So my grandmother and grandfather in those days offered me something that I thought was very good. They said to me, "Why don't you come with us, start a new division, and you can start selling to the stores? Because we don't sell to stores." I said, "I know that." "Well, you could open up that division, sell the stores. You can open anybody you want. You sell to any sporting goods store you want, any department store you want, any retail store you want." So during this time, the record business was changing greatly. And my parents had a partner named Jocko. And Jocko was a big force of how they got labels. And during that time, something happened called payola. And payola changed the record business. Besides, there's two things that changed the record business back in the 60s. One was the Beatles, that was secondary, and one was the payola scandal. And with that scandal, Alan Freed, Jocko, and a lot of other disc jockeys around the country got fired from the Commerce Committee. They got rid of all these disc jockeys that were taking money. When I saw this, I saw the writing on the wall, but the record business was going to change greatly. Because in those days, the record business was all R&B, with doo-wop, and, which I loved. I never liked the Beatles. Sorry, folks, I never liked the Beatles. And I could see a lot of things were changing, too, with the record business. So I took my grandparents up on that offer by going with something new. Because I always, now this is a very big word, listen to the word, niche. I always went and always had my whole life, I've gone with a niche. Because I feel that it's very important that if you go with a niche and you have some kind of marketing and sales ability, you can take that niche to another level. And thank God, that's what I've always done. And people throughout my lifetime have always known that I could do something like that. So when I went with my grandparents, I started this small nothing company, which they didn't have any sales, zero. Well, what happened was I went there and I started opening up account after account. I opened up a lot of stores you never heard of, people like Herman's Sporting Goods stores out of New York, a lot of stores, and opened up department stores like Bambergers, Macy's. And then open up Sears and Kmart and all these stores. And then I kept on asking my uncles to make other things, kept on making more, make more things so they can have a bigger line, bigger line, bigger line. And I could see direction that they needed more items to sell, which I got them to sell, produce. Then my grandparents died. And this plays a big part of my life because my grandparents died during this time. So what happened was, after 5 years, this company that I built up was now doing approximately $5.5 million a year business and making a lot of money. But their overhead was very small, and it was tremendous with $5.5 million. And what happened was, I went to them and I said, well, it's time, I think. Grandma and Grandpa promised me a piece of the business. So, can I have some shares that promised me for this division? And one uncle turned to the other uncle and said, I'm not going to give them my shares of that division. The other uncle said, well, I'm not going to give up my shares. So I said, well, if neither one of you are going to give up any shares, does that mean I get nothing? And both of them said, that's right. So I said, well, you're saying is your mother and your father promised me a shares because my grandfather had three kids, two brothers, two sons, and a girl. My mother was a girl. But back then, in the Jewish religion, I hate to say it, but it's a fact, the boys got everything, and the girls didn't get the business. The boys did, not the girls. So what happened was, because my mother was the girl of the family, I got screwed. I built up this business at that point, it was $5.5 million. And I didn't get nothing. So I said, look, if I'm only working here, then I might as well leave. And I left. My father said, how could you leave? The money you're making now, because I was making a lot of money, six figures and doing very well. And I was the only salesman they had. And that's one of the other things. I wanted to build up a sales force. And I wanted to take it to another level. And they didn't really want to take it to another level. They were very happy going along, making the money they're making. So what happened was, I left. But my parents promised me, do not compete with them. Do not compete with them. So I didn't compete with them. Well, they had a niche business that I built up. They were making tennis shirts and tennis jackets and shorts. And it was all tennis. That was a niche. And I brought that niche to department stores and all these different places. So now what happened was, I had to think of a new niche.
This meeting is being recorded.
So I started making then an idea, warm-up suits. Now back then, Adidas and Nike were not in making warm-up suits. Not yet. I started making warm-up suits. Because my uncles were not making it. Adidas and Nike, nobody else had it, was making warm-up suits. Adidas started up a little bit later, and they had a few. But I started making warm-up suits that were very high fashion. And then I noticed something. I noticed that when I was making these warm-up suits, when I travel around the country, I notice that the blacks, and I have to emphasize this, the blacks like fashion much more than white consumer. And they liked a lot of colors, and they liked a lot of things on their warmer suits. So I started doing all that. So then what happened was my business became really getting bigger and bigger. And then came Adidas and Nike. Well, then I noticed that people were jumping off board going to the Adidas and Nike, and I couldn't compete because I was not advertising like Adidas and Nike was. So I said, okay, I got to come up with another niche. So I came up with another niche. Always come up with a niche. I said, you know, so far my whole life has been with the black community. And that has always been good for me because in the record business, my family's business was always with R&B music, and they did very well. And then when I had the tennis and the warm-up suits, that was also catered to blacks. So then I said to myself, okay, could I make outfits for blacks? So I tried to find out where it was needed and what was needed. So I started going to stores and asking a lot of the stores what was needed. And I found out fast, very fast, the niche, well, the black man was built different than the white man. And most people don't know that either, but that's a fact. That the back of their shoulder blades, their legs, they like wide legs. They don't like narrow legs for jeans or shorts or slacks. And also the rear ends are different, believe it or not. That's a fact. I'm talking now from a business point of view. So I start creating slacks and jackets and shirts that would fit purposely for a black man, not for a white man, because when I had my kids put on them, they didn't like it. It was too big for them. It was oversized for them. But the black person loved it. So I started calling. I started making some samples. And I started going around to the stores, and they loved it. So I started building this up. And then I met a young lady. Her name was Lynn. And believe it or not, that's when came to Lynn Golder. At that time, her name was not Lynn Golder because I married my wife. And she started helping me design the line to go after the stores for this black line. And we started making two-piece sets, shorts or jackets or pants to match each other. So the top was the same fabric, the same color as the bottom. So if you're wearing a pinstripe, that's a jacket, the pants would be pinstripe too. So the whole outfit, and we call them two-piece sets. And my whole business, like if you would go to stores in Orlando, it's called Sioux City. If you would go all around the country, well, in every area in the country, wherever there are blacks, they have black men's stores. And I was selling all the men's stores, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, every area that was fashion. I couldn't call on white stores because our goods were made too big for them. But the black stores loved the way my goods was cut. And I became, well, this business became, let's just say, very big. I started doing $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. I started doing millions of dollars very quickly. And I started building a sales force. Then we started going to all the trade shows. So this business became bigger and bigger. And then what happened one day, when I was on a trade show, one day we met a fella. He asked me if I would endorse his line or come out with a line for him. His name was J. Anthony Brown. He was a comedian for the Tom Joyner show. So we got on board and we became partners with J. Anthony Brown. And we started creating a line for J. Anthony Brown. And it was called J. Anthony Brown Collection. So we started making these two-piece sets. And then one day he said, can you start making suits? Well, that took us to another level. That goes another niche, making suits. He said, well, everybody makes suits. Wrong, not catered, and not made for a black man. So the point is we started making, get a niche. So then we started getting bigger and bigger because in those days I used to make the goods in Philadelphia, all made in USA. But then as the business grew, I couldn't make the goods anymore in Philadelphia. So I went to China. So then I started commuting to China. So all this time, the business was growing. And we're going to all these shows. And then I started bringing the music business into the shows. I have the group, the Temptations, the Platters, the Drifters. Whenever we had a show, I would bring these groups into the show. And they would sing live in front of my customers. And it seemed we were the only one doing this. Because I always want try to go after something that nobody else was doing. So as we became bigger and bigger, everything was going great. And Lynn was creating the lines, and she was in charge of the sales, and she had an assistant helping her. And she was, believe it or not, cutting out all the swatches, designing all the patterns, designing all the fabric. So we had our own fabrics that we were creating and own everything. So what happened was one day, out of the clear blue, I went blind. Bingo, bango. We're going to go to break? Okay, we come back, talk to you a little more. If you've got any questions, please call up. The phone number to call up is 407-894-1680. Any questions you want to like to know, I'll be happy to answer. 407-894-1680. We're going to break. Listen to the Blind Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionserve.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at LighthouseWorks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone or call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Well, I've been talking about, I guess you'd say, what brought me to the radio station, which I'm going there right now and telling you about it. So at this period of time, I went blind. That was on a sales trip. I was in Ohio at the time. But anyway, when I went blind, it seemed all the folks, not my customers, but the creditors, the banks, I was a leper. They want no parts of a blind person.
So, Michael, before you go into that, what did you experience when you started losing your vision? Was it quick? Was it, I mean, were you
It was
in pain?
Quick. It was, no, and it was one, two, three, bingo,
yeah,
bango.
But you know what, Sheila?
Snap your finger, it's all over. What?
Yeah, but before that, though, you used to, when you were driving,
no.
You used to hug the road.
Okay. She used to always say when I was driving, I was always hugging the line. But
yeah.
And
then you had the test that showed the black spots on the graph.
Okay.
So you were having a little bit of a
problem. But I still need, I didn't need glasses. I still didn't need glasses to see. I didn't need glasses. The only thing I need glasses for is to read. Period. Reading glasses.
Right.
That's it. So other than that, I did not. My eyes were fine as far as I was concerned because I
so
still
you
drive.
Had no warning.
No warning whatsoever. Whatsoever. Wow. Whatsoever. No warning at all. Snap your finger, it's over. Bingo. No warning, nothing. So I went from seeing to blind and numb. I went numb, basically. I didn't freak out, but I went numb. I called Lynn. I just said, Lynn, I'm blind. She said, what are you talking about? I said, Lynn, I can't see.
And Len, what did you think when you got that phone call?
That's a good question. I'm trying to recall. I think I was pretty calm because Michael basically was calm. He didn't really freak out. I said, what are you going to do? And then he called our friend who was a salesperson, happened to be our friend in Detroit. And then he asked her to take him to the doctor. But I don't really remember being that worried because Michael's always so positive, and I guess, you know, that's the way I was when he first told me. I didn't freak out either.
I wasn't freaking out.
It didn't register. I was trying to see how to put it in the words. Yeah,
I was just numb.
Yeah.
I was just numb.
Wow.
So it was nowhere. It came from left field, out of nowhere.
What are you talking about? You're blind.
So when I went back into the business world, That was frightening. That was my first time frightening when nobody was like, I walked in, and those days, when I first went back in there, I didn't have a cane. Later on, I went to the lighthouse and got a cane. But when I first went back,
you didn't know from a cane.
I didn't
anyway,
know from a cane so, back then.
Yeah.
So I got off the plane, and one of the people took me by the arm, and I was walking around, and they were holding my arm. And I was walking around with someone walking with me because I couldn't see. And don't forget, nobody ever told me about lighthouse. Nobody told me what to do. Nobody told me to see, go here, go there. It took a long time to go in the direction of a lighthouse and a cane and everything else because nobody ever told me anything. The doctors, even the hospitals, I went to World's Eye Hospital. I went to Bascom Palmer in Miami. Nobody ever told me, well, go this. You know, now that you're blind, you got to go here. You got to go there. Nobody ever told me nothing. So here I am in the garment industry that knew my whole life was with the garment industry. And I guess you would classify me, I don't want to sound egotistical, but the truth of the matter is I became, during my whole life, I was a sales pro. I was a marketing sales guru. And as a marketing salesperson, I was always going after niches. I was always going after something else when nobody else has. Nobody else went. I was always the first doing that situation. So when I went blind, I didn't know what I was going to do. Lynn was reading the paper, not me. I owe it to Lynn because Lynn read an article that a radio station in Orlando was looking for a salesperson. So I was answering an ad for a salesperson. And when I went through the job, originally he was looking for a person just to make calls, not to sell, not to close.
Actually, it was Craigslist.
It was looking for someone who can just make calls,
cold
calls on the phone and get them leads, and they would go sell. So when I spoke to this fella,
he said, come down one time.
I said, look, I don't want to come down a wild goose chase. I said, I'm blind, and I really don't want to come down there for nothing. He said, well, you have to come down here because we have to talk. We have to see you.
And we didn't even
have
gas.
Yeah.
We didn't even have money for gas to go down there.
At the time, you have to understand something. Number one, everything we had was wrapped up in the garment industry. All our money, our credit cards, everything we had was wrapped up in the clothing business because we had a big business. But when you have a big business, you sign personal to the banks. If you want $5 million loan, they're just not going to give you a big loan. They're going to always personal guarantees. Most corporations like mine, the CEO always signs personally. It's usually a fact of, unless you're General, I'm not talking General Motors now, but that's what they call it, public. If you're private, not General Motors or Walmart, but when you're private, usually the CEO has to sign personally for the loan. That they want that for two reasons. They want that for protection or fraud or other reasons. So somebody has to sign for the loan. So we signed for everything, but we had everything. But everything was wrapped around the business, the cars, everything. So when we lost everything, we lost everything. So when I went for the radio station for this lead that Lynn found, and I went there, he's asking a lot of questions. And not to sign a test, but he knew that I could sell right away. He knew because I come off that way that I can sell, which I always did. That's my life. When you're doing something, it's like someone who plays the piano. You know you can play the piano. You know you play it well. Everybody can. I always said this on the show, and I'll still say it now while I'm talking to everybody. Everybody can do something well. I believe that. You can do something. I don't care what you can do. You can bake a cake. When you bake that apple pie and you know you can bake it well, you know it's a good apple pie. And you know when someone tastes it, you know it's good. You know it. I don't care what you do with the apple pie or something. You know you can do it. Well, I knew in my day of life of I went blind. I was in my 60s. No, I was selling since I'm basically, let's just say I'm 19 years old. During college, I was selling. So that salesman, guru, marketing person that I always had, and I always started something new that nobody else was doing. So I always had that touch, that feeling of a touch of going after something brand new and a focus. So when I went to the radio station, he started asking me questions. So I said to him, listen, you want me to sell? I'll sell. I'm not going to make calls. I said to him, I'm not going to just make calls for someone else. I want to make money. In order to make money, you have to close. That's where the money is. It's like in radio. We're on the radio because of one word, commercials. I know you don't like to listen to all the commercials, but that's what drives the show, the commercials. That's why we're on the air, commercials. We're a nonprofit radio show. But in order to do well, to make money, you have to make income. Anybody that's not having income is not doing well. You have to do well. In life, you do one thing. You go up or you go down. You don't stay the same. Never. I don't care what kind of business you have. You never stay the same. If you have 35,000 people that doing something, you go up to 34, you go down to 30, you go 28, or you go up. You never stay the same. That's what one thing I always found funny with different communities. They have the same folks. Oh, we have X amount of people. That doesn't change. Well, it has to change. You go up or you go down. That's life. So when I was at the radio station, I said to him, look, if you want to hire me, which bottom line is it seems like you do, but I want to be able to close. I want to be able to go to the advertiser and close. So he said, you're hired. I said, do you realize I'm blind? And he said to me, I don't care if you're blind, as long as you can talk. That's why I'm hiring you. So I said, look, I want more commission, less money. And he loved that. That's one of the things that everybody always loves, that you can get more, less money income, but more commission. And that's where you have to realize, in the world that we live in today as well, when you can make more money from a commission than a salary, it's the old story, less salary, more commission. Not more salary, less commission. It doesn't work that way. More salary, less commission makes you, means you're not making a lot of money. You want to make a lot of money? For everybody, this way, the radio station makes more money, and you as the person make more money with more commission, higher commission rate, and that's how you make money. So as a guru, marketing salesperson, I started along this radio world, which I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about it. Again, I tried to find out about it. So I started selling. And as it was, he started selling, saying that I sold more than anybody else ever that he ever had before. And then something happened negative, that we were criticized because I was blind by two employees. And they were making fun of my cane. Those days I had a cane. So one thing led to another. I got upset because in my life, I was short. I was Jewish. Everybody was always knocking me. I never was once knocked. I didn't care. I didn't care less. But now I'm in a new world. They were knocking me because I was blind. And that upset me. Being short never bothered me. Being Jewish never bothered me. Being blind bothered me because they were criticizing something that, it won't make a difference if you, what religion, what nationality, people go blind, and other people should knock other people because of a of something that they had. My, in my story, I was blind. So Lynn opened her mouth, I opened my mouth, and we told the owner, well, I'll make a long story short, as it was, those two guys were such idiots. They were knocking me, but they were in the studios, and the recording was going in the studio. And the recording picked it up, what they were saying to me. The owner heard it. He fired him on the spot. And he says to me, what can he do for me? I said, you know, here comes my thought, my process, my marketing sales ability. You know what? I'd like to have a show to talk about the blind, the sighted world, to let the sighted people know about the blind people. Because I want to get the word out, the sighted people, about the blind, because I want to know that, I want the sighted people to know about the blind people. There's not enough said in the sighted world about the blind. So he said to me, get me an advertiser. You can have the show. From 3 o'clock on Saturday, we have spots open. 3 o'clock on Saturday is open. 3 to 4, you can have an hour. Get me a sponsor. I called Budweiser, which I met during the way of all the advertising. I met different people. And sure enough, he bought it. He liked it. So I said, this hour is brought to you by Budweiser. So we had an hour show, and it started doing very well. And then after, I guess it was maybe a couple months, I said to one another hour. He said, get me some more advertising. I got him some more advertising. And then after maybe 6 months, I had a two-hour show, and I said to him, you know what, Carl? That was his name. I would like to do something different, because there's my mind working again, that marketing salesperson. I want you to pay me nothing. I want to own those 2 hours. At that time, I was 3 to 5 on Saturdays. I want to own those 2 hours. I'll get my own advertisers. You don't have to pay me the dime. Matter of fact, I'll pay you for those 2 hours. I want to own those 2 hours. So I bought 2 hours from him, 3 to 5. That were my, I can do anything I want for those 2 hours. And I started getting my own advertisers. And we started going around the country. I started doing the same thing. I started going to Atlanta, Philadelphia, Boston, and picking up all these stations around the country. Again, marketing and sales ability. And sure enough, people were listening and liked the idea.
And I remember those days.
Remember those days? And we were going all over the country with different radio stations. And what's funnier now, we had a lot of stations, but the audience was not as big as we have now. But bottom line is, during that time, it was about 2 years, I got sick. I got cancer. And the medicine I was taking a medicine that was knocking me off. So the doctor did not want me to be on the radio anymore because I had to go in for treatments and everything else. I was going for radiation treatment every day. I was getting my shots, the famous Lupron shots, which is terrible. And that the name of that radio show is called Blind Matters. And that came to an end. So I was off the air. And then my cancer, thank God I beat it. And then I wanted to go back on the air. Because I realized that nobody was doing it. In this country, you got to go where the niche is. And you got to do sales. You got to follow it up. You got to jump. When something is good, you got to jump on it. I notice a lot of people in the blind community, they have businesses. They have a product. But you know what they're missing? Sales and marketing. They don't have it. They have a great idea. A lot of the companies that you hear on this radio, they don't have the sales and marketing. The salesmen are not hungry. Listen to this word. The salesmen are not hungry. They don't have the heart. And the marketing person at the top doesn't have that focused. Well, thank God that's what I've always had. The focus, the marketing, and the sales. So that's why we try to do this on this radio show. So with your help, your listeners listening to this radio show, we can make this show bigger and bigger and bigger with your help, because it takes your help to make this show bigger. This show is all about entertaining you, true. Educate you, yes. Do many things that help the sighted community know the blind community. That's what this show is all about. Get you jobs. I'm my whole life has been trying to help other people. I want to help people that are blind get jobs. If they want a job, I want to get them jobs. I want to get people to get out of their house if they're blind. Here, Sherry called in today. She's in Maine. She travels all the time. My buddy, Gary Sinclair, he's blind. He's going up to Buffalo next week. Sheila Young goes to Mississippi, goes to places all the time, goes everywhere. If I didn't have this bowling bag, I'd be going everywhere too right now. So all these folks that are totally blind travel. The point is, why don't other blind folks listen to this radio show? Why don't you travel? Because the point is, you keep on saying you can't because what reason? Because you're blind. That's not a reason. If you are blind, there's no reason you can't do something, because if you say the first word, you can't do it because you're blind, the only thing I can't do is drive a car, which I could, but I can't. So I can't drive a car. We're going to break. Don't go away. We hope you come back and talk and ask us questions about the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're also going to go to trivia. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.